On February 24th, the Moroccan counter-terror agency broke up a terrorist cell, calling itself the Lions of the Caliphate in the Maghreb, Al-Aqsa. The authorities said the group was making remote-controlled bombs to carry out attacks in the North African country. In November, a similar terrorist cell was dismantled in the Spanish cities of Seville and Ceuta. The connection, both the Moroccan and Spanish authorities said the groups were aligned with the Islamic State in the Sahel. The group is best known for wreaking a devastating wave of violence across Burkina Faso, Niger and Mali, plunging these countries into chaos and fueling a spiralling humanitarian crisis. But analysts say the foiled terror cells further afield are a worrying sign. Beverly O'Chieng is a senior analyst at Control Risks, a geopolitical risk consultancy.
Because the counterinsurgency infrastructure in Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger has been compromised, then it allows them to make inroads into other countries that they perceive to be vulnerable.
O'Chieng says IS Sahel's strategy appears increasingly focused on exploiting security gaps beyond their core Sahelian strongholds.
IS Sahel has seen that its expansion could be directed much further west and much further north, and Morocco would be one place which would be of strategic interest to it.
Andrew Leibovich from the Dutch international affairs think tank Klingendael agrees that these disrupted plots are indicative of IS Sahel's broader ambitions.
It does suggest an ongoing effort to increase operations in different ways in other countries.
Asked what other countries could be in the Islamic State in the Sahel's crosshairs, Leibovich responded,
certainly there is an increasing threat to Algeria.
But it's not just North Africa that's at risk. O'Chieng warns that countries traditionally seen as stable, such as Guinea or even Senegal, could become future targets for IS Sahel militants too. In March, the Global Terrorism Index named the Sahel the epicentre of global terrorism for the second year running. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
Because the counterinsurgency infrastructure in Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger has been compromised, then it allows them to make inroads into other countries that they perceive to be vulnerable. IS Sahel has seen that its expansion could be directed much further west and much further north, and Morocco would be one place which would be of strategic interest to it.
It does suggest an ongoing effort to increase operations in different ways in other countries. Certainly there is an increasing threat to Algeria.